these charts that you filled out. In your notebook, there's also a prayer for forgiveness. If y'all could take that out of your notebook. There's two parts, there's two pages, so be sure you take out both pages. I want you to notice, before we do this prayer together corporately, I want you to notice the different sections of this prayer of forgiveness. The first section is we are repenting. And when we get down to the section that you see spaces there, just very quietly speak out who you're forgiving from your list, okay? We'll pause there to give everybody time to do that. Then together we're going to renounce and break all of these things that are connected to unforgiveness. And then we're going to command every spirit connected to unforgiveness to leave in the name of Jesus. And the last thing we're going to do is to release a blessing over those that we have forgiven. And this blessing is also going to include ourselves. All right? So put your notebooks down. If you're done, let's stand up when we do this. I want to remind you that what we're doing today is not just praying a simple prayer of forgiveness, but what we're doing today is a legal transaction in the heavenlies. Because when we say we forgive them, God is saying they're forgiven. Because it says, whose sins you retain are retained, whose sins you forgive are forgiven. So God is saying they're forgiven, not only they're forgiven, but you're forgiven as well. This is what's happening in the heavenlies. And you know what Satan's doing? He's going like this. Don't have them anymore. Can't bind them anymore. Can't bind them anymore. I can't bring any accusations against them anymore. I can't bring accusations against the person they're giving anymore either. That's what's happening in the heavenlies. We're putting our feet right on Satan, and we're delivering ourselves, and we're delivering the people that we're forgiven. So this is what's happening in the heavenlies. Are you ready? All right, let's do this with conviction. Father, in the name of Jesus, before you and before those in your throne room, I make a legal transaction and decision today to forgive and to bless. I repent and ask you to forgive me for holding anger, bitterness, and resentment towards those who have hurt me by their actions, their words, or their rejection. I repent and ask you to forgive me for every bitter judgment I have spoken against them in anger and bitterness, and for grieving your wonderful Holy Spirit with my words and my heart. I choose this day by act of my will to forgive. Forgiveness and bitterness over my life and over the lives of my descendants, and I renounce, separate, and break any demonic alliance that has been formed in the name of Jesus. I renounce and break the spirit of anger in the name of Jesus. I renounce and break the spirit of bitterness in the name of Jesus. I renounce and break the spirit of wrath in the name of Jesus. I renounce and break the spirit of rage in the name of Jesus. I renounce and break the spirit of bad temper in the name of Jesus. I renounce and break the spirit of contention in the name of Jesus. I renounce and break the spirit of resentment in the name of Jesus. I renounce and break the spirit of slander in the name of Jesus. I renounce and break the spirit of spite in the name of Jesus. I renounce and break the spirit of hate in the name of Jesus. I renounce and break the spirit of revenge in the name of Jesus. I renounce and break the spirit of control in the name of Jesus. I renounce and break the spirit of unforgiveness towards myself, towards God, and towards others in the name of Jesus. I command every spirit connected to unforgiveness to leave me now in the name of Jesus and by the power of his blood. Thank you, Jesus, for making this possible. Wait a minute. Just a minute. Just a minute. We're going to release the blessing in just a minute. Before we release the blessing, I just wanted to have a testimony from Sandy. I want to have two testimonies, one from Sandy and one from Cindy, and how what the releasing of a blessing did in a relationship that they had with someone else. Sandy?
Well, I am in a process of becoming unoffendable and coming and operating in the opposite spirit. So this past spring, I was in prayer, and Holy Spirit, I was laying it all bare, and I wanted to make sure that I had forgiven. You know, there's layers. You can say it, but then I wanted to make sure there was no unforgiveness going forward in my heart. So by the unction of the Holy Spirit, he had me start blessing everyone that I knew that I had released forgiveness but was checking to make sure I had forgiven, or anybody knew. So I began to bless them, and I was discerning, and I would start the blessings, and I was waiting to see if anything hit me here. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I bless you, you know, to see if there was still anything in there that I had to, I would know how it hit my spirit if I really had forgiven them. So I began to, and then it got fun. I just started prophetically blessing them and going through each person. And I said, yes, I've forgiven them. And, you know, as it went on, I was like going through deliverance. And so I finished that, surrendered it, yielded it. The next day, I got a phone call from my brother, who lives in Arizona and who only calls me about once a year. And a lot of times it's like catastrophe or a crisis, or he needs something or wants something. So the whole time he's talking to me before work, I'm thinking in my head, what does he want? What does he want? I wonder what happened. I'm waiting for him to tell me what happened. And I'm kind of going on. Finally, he says, well, Sandy, I have to go to work. I said, well, did you need anything? Did you want... No, I called to just tell you I love you. Mm. And he was one of the ones that I had blessed and released forgiveness. So I said, oh, thank you, Jesus.
That's okay. You can take it. Okay. Praise God. And Cindy, can you come up and briefly share how you released forgiveness and what happened? And let me say this. That, you know, Sandy made a face, you know, I got to bless her. You might be making faces for 2-3 weeks, but there'll be the day that you'll no longer make the face and you'll be smiling. So I don't care how difficult it is, continue to do it until that turns into, oh, this is great, until that blessing becomes really just out of your heart. You know, you do it deliberately. You do it deliberately first, and then eventually it comes out of your spirit. So, but stick with it until it comes out of your spirit. Okay, Cindy.
A couple years ago, my father died. And the last year of his life was completely destroyed. And not only that, but by the actions of my sister and my stepmother, it totally destroyed my entire family. It was far-reaching. And it, of course, hurt me. It hurt my whole family. And it got to the point where I had to make a decision to either carry this pain or to give it to God. So I decided to give it to God and to release them, ask God for forgiving me for holding this resentment and offense, and to give it to them. And what I did, even though my heart wasn't in it, my head wasn't in it, my words were not in it, I chose to verbally, outwardly speak blessings over their lives and to release them. With my stepmother, I could not reconcile with her, so I just wrote a blessing publicly on Facebook because I knew she would see it. But what I wrote was the priest blessing from Numbers 6, because that was the best thing I could possibly say that was godly and forgiving, because my heart wasn't in it. But I knew if I aligned myself with God's words, my heart would get into it.
Yep, that's it.
And it was not easy. Yeah. But the results was that I released that off of me. I didn't have to carry that pain with me because I gave it to the one who contends with those who contend
that's
with
right.
me.
Right.
And I let him deal with it. But I have to say that bait, Satan will always use it to bring it back up. And because they are people from my family, they're always coming back up. And because of what I did, I've sort of mended fences with my sister. She has come back to the Lord. So
praise
I
God.
Give God credit for that.
Amen.
And because of what my stepmother has done and did and is doing, that keeps coming back up to me, but the hate is gone. I actually felt violent toward her. It's gone. It just, I released it. I gave it to God to deal with. Even though it keeps coming up, I keep going back into forgiveness. I keep releasing the blessing over them, and I just let God do what he's got to do, and I watch my heart and keep my heart clean.
Okay.
And since then, I have seen something on her Facebook page where she's telling people she wants me back in her life and she misses me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Cindy. The power of forgiveness and the power of a blessing. So let's bless now. Let's bless all of those. We're going to bless all of those that are written on our sheets here. All of those that are written on our sheets, we're going to bless them now. Father, I now choose to release a blessing on those I have forgiven, including myself. The Lord bless you with his ability, his abundance, and his undeserved favor. The Lord bless you with his presence, his guidance, and his strength. The Lord bless you with good health, prosperity, and divine destiny. The Lord bless you with joy, fulfillment, peace, hope, and a long life. The Lord bless you with his goodness and mercy all the days of your life. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Amen. Amen. Woo! Let's get rid of these. Let's get rid of these. Crumble them up. We got two trash cans up here. Nobody will be looking at what's in these trash cans. Yeah, we'll just kind of set them. Yeah. They can come up. We're going to come up. What we're going to do now, is we're going to come down the center and go out, and we're going to take a break, okay? So let's come up and get rid of these. This is in the past. This is part of our past. Let's get rid of them. Come on. You're throwing your past away. You're throwing your past away. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. There was the part of forgiveness that we wanted to end with today before we go to generational curses, and that's called identification repentance. And identification repentance is when someone stands in behalf of someone else and repents for the things that they have done. So I've asked Gerda DeRoy to stand in for all mothers and women. And I've asked Elsie Barnes to stand in for the men today. So as they really talk to you and really repent, just picture in your mind either your mom, your sister, or your father, or your brother, your uncle, or your aunt, or whoever it might be, that they are representing them.
This is looking, when the Lord's speaking this morning about repentance and forgiveness, right? This is looking at a little bit different. I will take the place of the persons or people in your life that have either wounded you or abandoned you or just sinned against you. And what I am doing on their behalf, I'm asking you to forgive me. First, I am repenting and acknowledging the sin. And then I'm asking you to forgive that person that comes to your mind. And, you know, I'm not talking at you. We ask the Holy Spirit to help us to bring up the things, the people, the name, the situation that needs to be brought up. When we've been wounded or hurt, we bury this thing so deeply inside of us that even a bulldozer couldn't bring it up. But the Holy Spirit wants to bring it up to set us free. That's a process. Because if the situation occurs again, immediately we go back when we're 5 years old. Immediately we go back when we had a divorce. So this is the reason for being set free and being healed, basically. See, because when we're not healed, the pain and the hurt will always be there and it will always come up. So abandonment gives an orphan spirit a sense of not belonging. And you know what an orphan is? An orphan doesn't have a father. So that spirit always, it works and works and works over time. But this is what the Lord wants to heal this morning. So I'm going to bring up some situations. Maybe they will help you remember, or maybe you had it or you know somebody who had it. So I will stand in for your mother. I will stand in for your family members, for your aunts, for your sisters, for teachers that you had, for neighbors that sinned against you, friends, babysitters, and all those who stole your innocence and your purity. Because that's what the enemy does. He steals our innocence and our purity. I stand in for all of those who have abused you as a child. I stand in for all those who have hurt you, who have belittled you, who have spoken word curses over you. You never amount to nothing, you know, those type of things. Because of their ignorance and their authority, they use their authority. Remember, you were younger, and you would believe everything they tell you. And because of that, you believed them, you suffered much hurt because of those lies and because of their control. Think about who had control over you with their words, actions, who made you afraid, belittled you. Now I take their place in repentance. I stand here on their place. Even if somebody has already passed on, you know, and they have done this to you, I take their place in repentance. So I admit and I acknowledge my sins. and actions that brought you deep wounds. I rejoice, hurts, deep wounds of rejection. That's a deep wound when you've been rejected. Of hurts and wounding of abandonment that gave you an orphan spirit and a sense of not belonging. I mean, you're an orphan. You don't feel you belong because you have no parents to protect you, you know, to help you, to guard you. And that orphan spirit always constantly is there in some situation that comes up. So, and before I can be forgiven, I need to repent with a contrite heart. Not a flippant, oh, I'm sorry, but a true understanding and feeling, I really hurt you. So I say to you, please forgive me. I repent in deep sorrow for the damage I've caused you. I damaged you. I'm sorry I scarred you. This is the person in your mind is speaking to you. I am sorry for losing my temper with you. Or I'm calling you names, yelling and screaming at you, belittling you, and letting my anger out on you. I am sorry for intimidating you, making you afraid, hitting and punching you, slapping your face and kicking you, and leaving you. I was out of control and letting my anger out on you. When you could not defend yourself, I'm so sorry for doing this to you. Please forgive me. So that person is asking for you forgiveness. And we know, we just heard it this morning, how forgiveness works. I want you to know you did not deserve it. You know, the enemy tries to tell us you deserved it. You did this, this, and this. No. It was not your fault, regardless of what happened to you or what you were told. And here is the thing that the Lord is saying. It was not your fault. It was never your fault. And it will never be your fault. So let that, you know, speak to you. I take full responsibility for all that I ever done to you. And if you need to let release things in your soul, release it. Don't hold it back, because you know, we're all bunks Christian. We need to let it go and release it. In forgiveness, we take away the power of the past to control us. That's the benefit that we get. We do what Jesus did. Jesus prayed, Father, hold not that sin against them. From the cross, he stood in the place of the sinner. He forgave us, and we are free and healed in our heart. We are free and healed in our emotions and in our body. Because many times physical things come from emotion, come from the hurts. In forgiveness, we set ourselves free. We set other peoples free who've sinned against us. And, you know, I was born in Germany, and there was many, 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 many those things that later on, as I understood it, the Lord brought up each one. And as I released each one of those offenses and sins, I got freer and freer and freer. So I'm asking you, will you forgive me my sins? Will you forgive me my sins? Because I'm standing in repentance. I'm asking you to forgive me. I'm for everything you did to me, I forgive you. So in our response, it's in your mind, you know what situations come. Can you say, I forgive you? Can you say it, I forgive you? I forgive you. And by saying that and releasing that, we are forgiven, you are forgiven, and the person is set free. That's what the Lord was saying all morning. And so I was speaking more directed to the women, but LC is going to direct it to the men. LC?
This is what Jesus did for us. He went before the Father and said, Father, I want you to forgive them. I've given my blood. So this is not just an exercise we're going through. They are actually standing in behalf. Gerda stood in behalf of all the women, and Elsie's going to stand in behalf of all the men. So see this as something legally being done, just like Jesus went before the Father.
Good morning. I want to speak to the men. My name is Elsie Barnes, and today I will be standing in and repenting for all the men in your life who have wounded you through their actions and their words, and who have never said they were sorry for what they did to you. Because truly, sometime, you know, things can happen, and you will not get an apology, you know, saying I'm sorry. But we as men and of the Lord, we have to say, you know, I'm sorry. Because, you know, the Lord says, you know, ask for forgiveness. I stand in for the men today who damaged you. I stand in for the father, for your father, grandfather, husband, brother, uncle, friends of the family, boyfriends, and all the men who stole your innocence, purity when you were very, very vulnerable and innocent. Because, you know, sometimes we have tragedy or something happen, you know, at a vulnerable time. When a vulnerable time, you're looking for security, but sometimes you find it, sometimes you don't. But we have to look to the Lord, because he, you know, he gives us our strength, and he is our Father. So he's the one that we have to look to. I stand in for the men who sexually abused and belittled you, broke your trust, made you afraid, and threatened you if you did not keep it a secret. I stand in for those who damaged your self-esteem and verbally made cutting remarks about your looks, your intelligence, and your worth. They did not value you or honor you as a person, and for that I say in their behalf, I am sorry. I take the place in repentance. I admit and acknowledge my sin and action. And actions that brought on deep wounds of rejections and unworthiness, and deep feelings of abandonment that left you feeling like you did not deserve that you had no home that was safe. See, there's a time when you get abused or mistreated at home, you will feel that you have no home or no safe haven. And we all, as kids, or when you coming up, we always look to the parents for a safe haven. And so, you know, if we couldn't find it there, where could we look? There's only one other place to look, is the Lord. And so now, you know, as an adult, that's why if you didn't get it as a child when you was coming up, saying, I'm sorry. So now, you know, we have to look to the Lord and ask for, is what we's teaching today is about forgiveness. I am sorry I deserted you and broke your trust. I am sorry I walked out and left you when you need me. I am sorry I'm being absent. No. I am sorry. I'm sorry for being absent when you and your mother needed a father, a father's support, a father's protection, a father's affirmation. My action put you in a vulnerable place. For that, I am deeply sorry. I want to say to you, please forgive me. I repent in deep sorrow for the damage I caused you. I want you to say, I am sorry. I trust you. I am sorry I wounded you. I am sorry I damaged you. I am sorry I scarred you. Because, see, when we damage someone or we scar someone, we don't hear that, I'm sorry. But at least you know that scar, when you are scarred, you're always carrying it around. It is, as it been taught, okay, that weight, that is too much weight to be carrying around, because, you keep carrying a weight around, it's just heavy. And so we have to learn how to get rid of it. The Lord says, cast all your cares upon me. All right. And he will carry the heavy load for us. So that's what, we have to do. That heavy load, take it to him. Say, Lord, I don't want it anymore. Lord, I can't bear this weight anymore. And he will, because he's our Father. And he's, he had said, because he cannot lie. And so when he tell us to cast it upon him, I don't only cast it upon him, I hurdle it upon him. So so I said, Lord, I want it off me. I want you to take it. I want you to know that. I want you to know you did not deserve it. It was not your fault. Regardless of what happened to you, it was not your fault. It was never your fault. It will never be your fault. I want to take responsibility for your earthly father. I want you to forgive me for not telling you I love you. I want you to forgive me for being silent so you felt ignored. Sometime when you talk to another person, or you talk to your kids, or your kids talk to you, I know I used to be guilty of this. Okay, so like when my kids used to talk to me, sometimes, yeah. But really, I was occupied doing something else. But the Lord had to show me, how I was doing things like that. One of my kids came to me and said, "Why do every time when I talk to you, you walk away, like you're not interested?" I said, "Oh, forgive me." And then I asked the Lord. I said, "Lord, forgive me for sending out vibes like that or a message like that, because I don't want to do that." So then I started, no matter the littlest thing all right? I would always listen to what they had to say. I am going to now take responsibility for your father and ask you to forgive me. Do you forgive me? You will hear these words today. I love you. I am proud of you. I am glad you were born. Because I know when I was a child coming up, all right, my parents, I used to hear my parents say, I hate you was born. Okay. Now, that I just, you know, just looked at it and say, oh, okay. But see, at least they didn't know, I guess they didn't know, that, you know, what, how they were scarring me on the inside. But once I came to the Lord, I learned how to let forgiveness go. Because there, you know, there was times, you know, we would say stuff that maybe they meant it, maybe they didn't. I don't know. But it was a scar. I stand in for those in the church who have spiritually abused and took advantage of you because of their position. I stand in for pastors, priests, teachers, and the other peoples in the church who damage you or your perception of God and Jesus Christ. People whom you trusted, but who misrepresented truth to manipulate you. I repent on their behalf. I ask you to forgive them and release them from their sins against you. I ask for your forgiveness, now, for all the men in your life who have damaged you in some way. I want to hear you say, I forgive you. I don't want you to live in the past that was hurtful anymore. I want you to feel free to enjoy life God has for you now. In behalf of all these men in your life, will you forgive me today for all the wrong I have done to you?
Thank you, LC. Thank you, Gerda. Whenever anybody asks to forgive, there has to be a response. So I'm glad that we all responded to that.